All right, so listen, I got to talk about something. So I'm going to open up these phone lines real quick, man.
602-805-0101.
Worst Father's Day ever. What's the worst Father's Day? Obviously, big shout out to all the papas, the dads, pops, celebrated Father's Day yesterday. Now, did you have a bad one? And if not yesterday, what was the worst Father's Day you ever experienced? Call into the show. Let us know. I will say this, Miss Sienna, lover of Hillary Duff.
I thought you were going to forget her name there for a second.
I did.
Like, no way.
I got so confused. You ruined some dude's Father's Day yesterday. He DM'd me yesterday.
I did.
You did. Specifically. Oh. I'm not going to tell you what it is. We're going to call this guy up. His name is Matt.
Okay.
He's in the East Valley. He's in Chandler. And he DM'd me. He's like, your girl. And I was thinking, like, oh, man, what girl? My ex-wife, ex-girlfriend. I got to be more specific. He goes, your girl ruined my Father's Day. I go, which one? I really thought he was going to, like, pick an ex of mine. He's like, your girl Sienna on the show ruined my Father's Day. So let's play the game. Look at her.
I'm just living.
So awesome.
I'm literally just existing.
Are you?
What do you think? How do you think you ruined this man's Father's Day?
I don't know. Is I rude to his kids or something? I'm thinking maybe I brushed off his kids or I have no idea.
They rude to his kids.
Yeah.
JD played a game. What do you think?
For some reason, I feel like, were you supposed to give someone tickets this weekend?
I don't.
To the D-backs and you didn't?
I don't know. I really don't know how I can actually ruin someone's Father's Day. It's not like I went out of my way to, you know, do that. I don't know.
It's way more salacious than that. It's good. I was laughing. I was like, no way that happened. And I just like, can we just call you on the show? He's going to be a good sport about it. But
okay.
We're talking to Matt how Sienna ruined his Father's Day. You guys are going to laugh so hard at this one if you're listening right now. So why I say that, we're looking for the phone lines. Worst Father's Day ever. Give us a call. JD, have you ever ruined your Father's Day?
No, never. I'm the perfect son ever. Actually, it's so interesting that you brought this up because my Father's Day was ruined and I'm not even a father. So I was supposed to go surprise my dad in Colorado Springs where he lives for Father's Day. And I got the call on, I believe, Thursday that I guess he's having a little bit of a tough time in his recovery process. He has some issues. And I was told by my stepmom, hey, this is not the weekend for you to fly out. And just completely called me out of the blue and was like, you can't come.
Jesus.
So I had to cancel my plans over the weekend. Yeah, way worse than whatever you're going to talk about.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah. Sienna ruined my weekend too. Yeah, hold my beer.
Jeez, he left you twice.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
You are so lucky you're my friend.
Double homicide.
He really likes milk because he's been out getting it.
The hell is wrong with you, man?
Sorry, buddy. Why don't you call me? You could have hung out with me.
I don't even want to talk to you anymore, man. This is rude.
Call me daddy. Yeah. The nerve of this guy.
Everybody has been a better father than me.
Way to bring the room down, JD.
I was really bummed. You just asked me. Wow. Literally, that was the worst Father's Day ever in my 38 years of life.
You just ruined mine. Sad. You should have called me. You could hang out with me.
I was too busy being depressed.
You ruined my Father's Day, and I'm not even a man.
All right, on the board. JD's Father's Day, not even a father, ruined.
His fatherless day.
Fatherless
Sorry.
Day. Jesus.
Don't apologize. Why do you apologize for something you said on purpose?
It just comes so easily.
All right. Well, we're going to get JD some therapy. And we're going to talk to Matt Chandler how Sienna ruined his Father's Day yesterday.
Is there something better than that? Because I'm pretty sure there isn't.
No, there isn't.
I'm taking calls for a therapist. 602-805-0101.